from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
neat or on the rocks, it's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia back on The Fan, Rochester, back live from the Pelicano Pavilion at St. John Fisher University, and day one of Buffalo Bills training camp.
Yes, 13 WHAM, Buffalo Plus, and do we lose count, or how many camps have you covered here, Mike?
Well, if you go back, I got to go back to Fredonia. Yeah. It was really when I started. I think this is 36 for me.
Wow.
36 years. Of camps.
And it's changed a little bit, I would imagine.
Oh, my God. Just we were talking today about Fredonia. It was nuts. I mean, they were out in a field, you know, and they were in pads like the whole day, two-a-days. There were no fans or just a few people who, you know, showed up. And by the way, this was Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, right? This was these guys, and it just was so, so different. And then it all changed. Obviously, when they came here. And, I mean, I think it's been great. Great having them here. I don't think they're going anywhere.
Who stood out today?
That's interesting. You know what stood out to me? And we were talking about it. The offense makes some plays, right? They celebrated everything today. Right? A touchdown. Spiking the ball. Celebrating. I don't think it's meant to show up to defense. I don't think it's anything like that. I think it was about energy. Certain guys bring energy. I'll say who shows up. Mac Hollins shows up with that. I don't know what that thing is he's wearing. He's had that little, you know, with the frayed ends that he had on. And he brings energy on the field. And I just saw him walking up the steps with no shoes on.
Yep.
I mean, that's a guy, and Josh even talked about it, that's a guy who brings energy to that room, which is, I think, an important thing.
Yeah, it's something we're looking at number 17 here today, too. And what did you make of him wearing hoodie? Was it a little warm for that today? Is he trying to make a statement? Is that a fashion statement, or is that let's lose some pounds?
I know. Maybe he's got a deal with somebody with a hoodie. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is. I just saw, who are we watching? Keon was just walking out with a sweatshirt on. I don't know. I don't know what goes through a guy's mind. Sometimes some guys deal with the heat or like it, want to be warmed up like that. Maybe it helps him. Maybe it makes him feel a little bit better. 17 looks pretty good. And man of the people. Like, he's out there slapping hands with every fan. I got a shot. It's on my Twitter account, X. A young woman from Holy Childhood waiting and waiting for Josh to sign the ball. And then he comes over and signs it. I mean, it's fantastic. This is great stuff. And he, you know, that was an effort. Like, that's all the way around the place and then staying for autographs. And that's what he did.
Can you think of a camp that has started with as little drama, as little injury as what this camp has started off? Nobody on the pup list.
I know.
No real, like, massive storylines. It feels like every year at camp there's something.
I just want that on the record that it's Danger who brought that up, right? While we're standing here at Fisher.
I don't believe
in
superstition.
Neither do I. I don't think so either. No, it's, hey, that's what you want to be. You don't want these nagging things that go on. There is nothing with the team. I mean, there really isn't. I mean, at times there have been players we've been waiting to hear from. You know, maybe last year at camp, you know, maybe a wide receiver or something on how things are going. And none of that today. I think the pecking order of the team has changed now, just in terms of, look, there's a lot of guys trying to prove what they need to be with this organization. In the past, and Brandon just mentioned it, like, there's a lot of captains that are gone, right? A lot of guys who earned that and were leaders in that way. So the vibe, I think, of the place has changed, and that can be, it can be a big positive. There's negatives to it, too. There's a sense of where you can relax a little bit because you know those guys got it. And then there's a part of you that's like, yeah, but, you know, and eventually things turn over, and this is one of those years.
Buffalo plus 13 WHAM, Mike Catalana, our guest. Certainly we talk about the wide receiver battle, but the safeties here, Mike, and a guy who's getting quality reps today, DeMar Hamlin. Yeah. I mean, is he going to be a big contributor? Brandon Bean had some interesting comments about Hamlin today, too. Like, he doesn't have to go through the first time in pads, the first time getting a hit, the first time being in the stadium. It's all in the past now.
That part is in the past. And you remember when he was asked to play before, he played pretty well. He did. Last year was so odd, obviously, and Brandon mentioned those things. But listen, when we see them in mini camps, at least some of those days, I thought DeMar looked good. He looked energized. He looked like a player. That's why, you know, when people would talk about, oh, he's on the team for this reason, that way. No, he had been a good special teams player and a backup who stepped in when they needed him to play. And he played a lot of games that year. He's going to play, right? He's going to play. Now, Mike Edwards is coming back from the injuries, and he's on the field, and they've had Taylor Rapp in here and all, and they've got the new kid that they drafted. But at the same time, now that doesn't surprise me at all, at least from what we had seen in the spring.
How much of a welcome sight was seeing Matt Milano out there?
Yeah, I think that is for everybody, and I think it was good to see him at the mini camp. So when you talk about not as much drama, but like, oh boy, is Milano out there? I mean, honestly, you sit and wait to see him going to be on the PUP list, right, which is available. No, he's out there. I think that's huge. It's huge for Terrell Bernard. I mean, when those two were together last year, they caused some damage on the field. And then the, you know, ill-fated trip to London, and then Milano was out, and then a lot of things changed. So, no, it's great to see him. And I have my eye on Dorian Williams. I just think that the athleticism he's shown, and then we look to a year ago when Bernard was, like, we were like, who's going to play linebacker?
Yeah.
And then eventually he was named it after his injury. And yet he went out there, and I thought the guy was great. I think he's one of the best players on the team. And a year ago, you wouldn't have even known he was going to be able to start.
13 WHAM's Mike Catalana here. We're at St. John Fisher University. Day one, the Bills are off the field. Do the Bills have enough at the edge position? I guess time will tell on that, because Von Miller's also a player we're also watching, and I don't know if the expectations should be so high with Von Miller now that he's 35 years old coming off a big injury here, Mike. Or is he such a player in that rare category that maybe we could see the Von of old here?
Well, this is the first time he's going to have to sort of prove that, I guess, if you say, because he went down last year, right? He came back from his injury. It is a lot. Von is a positive guy. He talked all about, I'm going to be back for week one. That didn't happen. And then he was not effective to the point where the team admitted it, and he didn't dress for a game. That's a big statement with a guy like Von Miller. Now it's a year past, or at least the months since the end of the season. At his age, for what he's done in the league, you would think he might evolve into a pass rushing specialist, which is what he's very good at. I mean, he's been an every down player. I don't know if that's what their plan is. I mean, they like AJ, and AJ Epenesa played well last year, but I do worry about edge rush, pass rush, all those things, right? It was okay last year.
You don't have Leonard Floyd.
And Leonard Floyd was he puts up numbers, doesn't he? Everywhere the guy goes, he does his job, he gets paid, he goes somewhere else is what he does. They don't have a guy like that. I do think if at any point they're in the market for something, it would seem like everybody's looking for corners and pass rushers. That's just the way it goes. I would think so because, you know, you got Javon Solomon. He's a rookie draft pick, put up incredible numbers, but you can't pencil in numbers. You just got to hope the guy can adjust to the pro game and contribute. So, yeah, it does concern me a little bit to see what they have. I mean, you mentioned Rousseau, who obviously they picked up the fifth-year option. He's a guy who showed a lot last year. They're going to need a lot from him this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Mike, from our vantage point here during practice, obviously the loudest cheers from fans when Josh walks by. Second loudest, I would say, is the rookie,
Leon
Coleman. I mean, I want to know what you saw out of him on the practice field today and just your overall sense of how he's taking this all in. It feels like he's become very, very popular with Bills Mafia in a very short amount of time.
He is, and I saw when he left the field, it was loud. Everybody was cheering for him. And at the same time, like, you do watch him. It was funny when he first talked and everybody saw the news conferences, and then he's funny on social and all that stuff. When I've seen him today and at the mini camps, he gets on the field. He's a worker. Like, he's out there. And I just happened to get a shot of him. You know, I'm a tremendous photographer. Just ask Dan and Jenna of making a catch. The guy has physical talent. He is definitely a worker. I think he takes pride. It appears certainly in his craft and wanting to get better. It's still going to be a step, but I asked Bean about him, and he said, you know, I got friends in the league texting me, or people going, like, hey, I don't know if this guy can play, but he's funny. Like, he's a funny guy. He is. But I do think he's a guy who takes his job very seriously, which he should, and he looks the part, and he's a big kid. Like, he stands out.
Well, I was going to say that. That was the first thing that I noticed when we talk about the wide receiver position group, and I know that that's something that a lot of people are going to have their eyes on when they come to watch practice. Boy, it feels like they've got themselves covered. You've got a group of big guys.
Yeah.
When you look at Hollins, when you look at Coleman, when you look at Justin Shorter from last year, you've got the smaller, you know, the guys like Samuel, the guys like even K.J. Hamler, like smaller guys, and Shakir. You've got, it feels like you've got depth with the sizes that you want at wide receiver.
What did Sean McDermott was trying to say?
Silverware.
Like, you look in the silverware and you go, what does this do? And I thought it was kind of interesting because, one, that's happened to me before. I have no idea what 97% of the things in that drawer do. But at the same time, he's like, we kind of know them, but we don't know really what they can do for this team. And you got Chase Claypool, too, a guy
another
who's
one.
Got a lot to prove, big guy. They do definitely have a more physically imposing wide receiver room. And then you add in the tight ends. That part, they look the part. Now they just got to be able to play the part.
Yeah, Mike, we do this thing on our show before the NFL season begins. Danger and I give our bold predictions. I'll leave it to you. Is this bold enough here? But it's a prediction that the Buffalo Bills will have a game one way or another determined on the new kickoff rule this year. In fact, maybe every team has that.
Yeah.
Interesting that that's how we kind of started practice today.
Yeah.
Seeing the new kickoff rule. So every year special teams is important in terms of determining the 53, but is it more important this year in regards to figuring out how the Bills take advantage of that?
I think it's fascinating. I think every team in the league is probably sitting there thinking this is either going to be Wild West of returns or it's going to be a dud. It just feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be everybody thinks this is going to happen and the opposite happens. I don't think they really know, because you just don't have... Yes, you can simulate it and whatever it is, but then you're going to play it live in those settings where guys have been on the field, played a bunch of snaps. Now they're out there for this kickoff, and depending on the guy that you have. I think the preseason that way is going to be fun just to see the kickoffs.
It's visually stimulating.
Yeah,
you
it really
it
is.
It really, like, you want to see it a certain way, but when you see it for the first time, you really look at it and you're like, oh, that's kind of neat. It's going to be jarring for a lot of fans.
It doesn't look NFL. Right?
Right.
No. It doesn't. It does look like the USFL or Canadian, like it was, things like that would happen. But I was all for the onside kick thing where they wanted to do, what, 4th and 20 or 4th and 15. And somebody said that's gimmicky. The onside kick is gimmicky.
Yeah,
kick
yeah.
the ball, kill the man with the ball kind of thing. Like, I always thought that, but that one didn't pass. But the kickoff's going to be fun.
Yeah, Buffalo plus 13 win. Mike Catalana, what other positional battles? We talked about the safeties. We talked about wide receiver. Certainly the defensive line's always going to be good. Anything else you're keying in on here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think everybody wants to see what happens with the running back. I think they want to run the ball. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt, you know, James Cook is the guy that they want to exceed what he did last year. You know, the things that we always talk about, ball security and all those things. I think he's a tough kid. I think he's had a lot of carries before. I think they want him to be that guy. But let's see what happens behind him. Let's see what Davis can do coming in as a rookie. You know, he's a guy that's had that. And I liked Ty Johnson last year. Now, I'm not talking about position battle where I don't think that James Cook's not going to – I think he's going to be the starter. But I do think you've seen it in games before. Like, if it's not going the way they want, somebody else is going to be on the field. So I think that'll be interesting because I do think there's an emphasis on running the football.
Mike Catalana, 13 WHAM Sports, BuffaloPlus.com, our guest in the sports bar, live from St. John Fisher University and Buffalo Bills training camp. What are you, Dan, and Jenna working on that we can check out tonight?
In fact, in about 2 minutes, we're going to go over there and we're going to record today's podcast or today's video. We do that basically every day of camp. We do our weekly podcast we just did, which was about storylines coming into camp. It's a daily thing. Dan's going to post sights and sounds, all those things that go on from camp. I love it. I love having him here in town. I love him having him in our neighborhood. And I love to be able to put daily content out for people. So right now and every day, we're going to be talking about our pass catcher of the day. We're going to be talking about what we saw, what we heard, and interacting with fans today, which I thought was makes Rochester look great, which I'm very proud of.
I'm sure you're going to be happy to learn that I've had people reach out to me saying how funny you are when you dish on me and Met fans
yeah.
at the end.
I'm a very funny guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can you at least let us enjoy this?
I want you to enjoy it. I want you to enjoy it. Enjoy it a little more. And then the crash down is going to be, it's going to be special. You're giving me more than I could have hoped
I'm
for this year.
I'm just wringing my hands. We didn't expect this
We didn't expect. I thought they would quit like they did last year, but they hung in there, and they're going to play the little song, OMG. It's so cute. It really is.
Hey, McNeil is hitting bullpen last night. They get a little more help in the bullpen here, yeah. Mike. I mean, they could go for the sweep here tonight in the Yankees. Like in New York, Mets exceeding expectation. Yankees, not exceeding expectation.
I know. The Yankees are in trouble. That is not a very good baseball team when you lose that much, and you lose three times to the Mets.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's a reason to fire everybody.
Make sure you say it a little bit less loud next time. The Yankee fans don't want to hear that. Mike, it's great having you here. Good to see you again. Would you say 36 years?
Yeah, it's probably 36 different years of camp. I know.
Well,
I know. I started when I was 9 years old, so that is good. So.
Mike Catalana, 13 WHAM Sports and Buffalo Plus, stopping by the sports bar. Thanks, bud.
Let's go, Mets.
There it is. You had to get that in there, that last jab. Let's go, Mets. Mike Catalana.
I just want to say, Phillies lost to the Twins today. Blew a lead. So, it's a long season.
It is a long season, Gino. Always appreciate Mike Catalana stopping by the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia to share his thoughts here at Buffalo Bills training camp. We are live from St. John Fisher University. Man, what a treat to be here for practice earlier today, kind of take it all in. We have some notes that we can share from today's session, things that we saw, things that we learned. We also had some time earlier with Bills and Sabres COO Pete Goeli, and I thought it was an informative conversation. We learned a lot.
Yeah, we can talk about that. And in happy hour, too, there is one guy that was out there seeing significant time that all right, maybe this is actually a starter we didn't have going into this whole process. It's day one of camp, but just passing along what we're seeing here.
Yeah, we'll absolutely get to that and more next. Happy hour is on the way. If you want to pull up a stool and join us, feel free, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.